The time now, 9:06.
Do your part for the rural economy. Shop locally. Support the businesses that you hear advertising on Q92. They're the ones who make our programming possible. And tell them you heard about them right here on 92.1 FM.
Teaming Up for Wellness starts right here. Join the community for the Mental Health Supports Expo, open to everyone on Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 5 p.m. at Lacaparra Valley High School. Local mental health resources and information will be available all in one place. Stick around through the varsity boys basketball game, Dawson Boyd at Lacaparra Valley, and don't miss the halftime free throw competition. Because mental health matters at every level of the game, and most importantly, you matter. See you Tuesday, February 12th, 5 p.m. at Lacaparra Valley High School for the Mental Health Supports Expo. And listen for live broadcasts on Q92. Focus on the Family this morning, sponsored by Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison. Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust.
Hi, it's Jen with Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison, Minnesota. We offer a home-like setting, home-cooked meals, and other services tailored to you or your loved one's needs. Stop by anytime or call us at 320-598-7557. Coffee is always hot and treats are aplenty. We provide the comfort you deserve and the care you can trust.
Do you ever feel like Bill Murray in the movie Groundhog Day, where you live out the same mundane existence day after day after day? If your life doesn't feel significant, I have a couple of ideas that will help. The first is to replace your distractions with something meaningful. From smartphone apps to social media to countless music and entertainment choices, distraction is everywhere. Too much of it makes you lose sight of what gives your life purpose. The solution is to replace things that don't add value to your life with things that do. Deepen your relationship with friends and family. Have a date night with your spouse. Renew your relationship with God and explore your faith more deeply. The second idea is to look for the magic in the mundane. Your life is probably already filled with many wonderful things, but you've lost sight of how magical they are. Your marriage, your children, your home, your job. Don't forget your health, your vision, your life. We burn a lot of energy chasing significance. We act like meaning and purpose are always over the next horizon. In reality, you're surrounded by it already. There's magic in the mundane if you have the eyes to see it. Don't stay trapped in Groundhog Day. Remember, each day is a blank canvas that you get to fill. Rather than lose yourself in endless distraction, fill your life with things that give it meaning and purpose. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family this morning is sponsored by Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison. Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust.
It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparra County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparra County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparra Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Well, you're kind of throwing people off this morning.
Why is that?
You parked your vehicle in a different spot.
Well, I did. I didn't know the city plow had plowed over that side of the street, and I didn't know if they was doing any more over here. So,
oh.
And I had to.
So instead of parking where you normally park, which is off the street, you decided, as mayor, I'm going to park on the street.
That's right.
Okay, then.
So, but it was plowed.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a little good inch of snow over the weekend.
Yeah, so. Dusting made the driving to Wilmer a little questionable.
I hear yesterday we got a little slippery out too. So
a little bit
morning there. So
fishtailed a little bit over by Milan, and I decided to slow down a little bit.
It's a good idea.
Yep.
Well, it is February still, but
yeah,
winter is going.
And
fly.
The groundhog did see a shadow this morning.
I was going to check that out, but so we got 6 more weeks of winter. Is that the deal now?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, well, figured that'd probably be the case.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on in the office there? We got a salute of veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Earl Douglas Thorson. Rolla was born on September 10th, 1921, in Maple Plain, Minnesota, and passed away on July 9th, 1994. He was a farmer from the Gary area, farmed in Manfred Township. But before then, he entered active duty on November 11th, 1943, in Minneapolis in the United States Army Air Corps. Was honored with discharged 2 years later on November 14th, 1945, at the Army Air Force Separation Center in Santa Ana, California. He was a radio operator and mechanic with the 484th Bomb Squadron of the 505th Bomb Group. Spent 8 months and 17 days overseas and participated in the air offensive of both Japan and the Western Pacific. He earned the Distinguished Flying Cross, the Air Medal with four oak leaf clusters, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, Good Conduct Medal, American Theater Service Ribbon, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Earl, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Right. Salute to Vets.
Absolutely.
Well, VA is going to be investing an all-time high of nearly $5 billion to improve healthcare infrastructure. That sounds
billion with a B.
Plan. B with a B. B
yep.
Billion.
VA put out a press release on January 28th announcing a significant investment in VA facilities and other infrastructure to better serve veterans. They announced they'll spend $4.8 billion in fiscal year 2026 to modernize, repair, and improve healthcare facilities as part of the Veterans Health Administration's non-recurring maintenance program, which makes infrastructure improvements to healthcare facilities to ensure safe and effective patient care. It's the largest single-year NRM investment, non-recurring maintenance investment in VA's history. The NRM program funds one-time maintenance projects for facilities, equipment, or infrastructure that are not part of routine, recurring maintenance. So, you know, it's not just they're going to put a couple of new boilers and air conditioners on the roof. It's, you know, they're going to actually, you know, do special things with that. You know, the boilers, air conditioners, the, you know, paint, the, you know, replacing piping, that's all
right,
recurring maintenance.
You got to run a facility, you got to keep it up.
That's right, that's right. These projects include significant maintenance, replacements, or upgrades needed to maintain operational capability and advance healthcare delivery. VA is putting veterans first, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and this historic investment underscores that fact. Improved facilities, equipment, and infrastructure mean better care for veterans. These funds will enable VA to achieve that goal. Funding will cover projects at VA facilities across the nation and includes $2.8 billion to repair and upgrade outdated infrastructure systems and medical facilities, $1 billion for maintenance and modernization of electronic health record systems, including facility preparation for future EHRM updates, $500 million or half a billion dollars for major building upgrades like elevators, electrical systems, and boiler plants. Oh, I just mentioned that. And another half a billion to modernize medical centers for current and future care. VA will determine specific projects on a quarterly basis, and there will be a full list of projects for the first quarter of FY26, which totals $468 million. So that's a good step. That's a good step forward for VA to modernize their facilities. I know St. Cloud is pretty proud of having a 100-year-old facility, and you know, their quarterly update meetings, they always talking about the way they're modernizing it, yet keeping it looking like the old facility, which I think is really cool.
Right, I kind of like it, wouldn't you? Maintain the old,
just like the courthouse
ambiance.
Yes,
yes, or whatever you want to
call absolutely.
It. Absolutely, yep,
absolutely. So. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. Might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
No, you've got the number. I found it for you.
You
there.
Found it. It's you've got a nice open table now instead of, you know, all the clutter.
Like you jammed into the corner like we had you for a while there.
Yeah, I like how you actually put the studio back the way it was. So you
right.
A lot more room to spread out.
That's right. It was a little inconvenient for a while there.
Yeah. Pretty inconvenient. Yeah. No. You know, and I try and walk in front of you. Don't walk in front. All right.
Don't know why you tripping over the wires there.
Yeah. But the Veterans Linkage Line is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838. Or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And for more information on VA health care and enrollment, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse.
That's where frozen food level.
Still frozen.
Yep.
Open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. Reach us by phone at 598-3445. It's always better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around. I don't know of any meetings or appointments this week, but you never know what pops up. So
right. No holidays for a while here.
Yeah, we got President's Day.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up in February.
That's coming up in a few weeks.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yep.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate you coming in. Appreciate the info, and we'll see you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackpile County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.